little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh dear God, thank God that was over. Thank God that was over.
I want more.
I know, me too. I don't know why I said that was over. But technically, it is over. So, welcome back, guys. Shoddy's Podcast, episode 162. This is our post-Comic-Con podcast.
Can I go back to sleep now?
Dude, I'm still tired. I'm still tired, man. And it's been over a week ago. It went by quick.
Yeah. It was
pretty amazing. The one thing I want to tell you guys about this experience for me for Comic-Con, it feels like it was back to its roots, comics.
A lot more, yes.
A lot more comics this time around. Thank God.
The comics were blending into other mediums, but...
But it's
core was comics.
Of core was comics, as Wayne said. I do agree on that. Thank God, because it felt back at home.
Yeah.
How it's supposed to be. Yeah, I know. Pretty gnarly, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, before we get started, before we talk about, you know, our experience with Comic-Cons, our pros and cons, what are we playing this week? Oh, dear God. I haven't played Arkham Knight since before Comic-Con of last week, so I'll scratch that one out. I've been playing a whole lot more, I've been playing typical Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. I've also been playing, what do you call that? Not Trivia Crack, but different game. Cause Evil Apples. It's like with friends. Evil version of Actually, not the evil version, but it's the what do you call that? Phone app game for version of I can't even think right now.
Apples to apples.
No, apples to apples is too PG, G in my opinion. I forgot that name.
Yeah.
I know, it's you know what I mean. Damn helicopters.
Yeah. All right. We're under attack.
I know.
Again.
Let's wait until these guys move out of the way, because it really distorts the sound, as you can see from there. It's pretty bad. Sorry about that, guys. Of course, living in San Diego, there's a lot of military personnel. There's a lot of helicopters too, especially.
Yep.
The C units too as well. Okay, so getting back to it, Cards Against Humanity. That was the game I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah.
Version of that, and that's about it for me since Comic-Con.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
You, Wayne?
Since Comic-Con, I haven't really had a chance to turn my Xbox One on. So, no console games. I still want to get back and finish up some Batman. Arkham Knight there. What I have played is the Transformers Battle Tactics. I've been trying to get back into that. Trying to help my league out to get some good characters from the events. And Transformers Rising. Those are the two games I've really, really got into. Battle Tactics, during Comic-Con, they actually...
Hey. We say everything for Comic-Con.
Well, this is related, because it's
God. Cool.
They actually had an event through Comic-Con that just ended to give us the ability to collect Devastator, which unfortunately, as most of you know, if you were at Comic-Con, you didn't get a chance to play much, so it made it difficult to really.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Whoever got it was first in line, actually trying to get it.
Well, no, you had to play a lot to get it, so, or spend money. And money.
Okay.
That's all for you this week.
Okay, so let's get to the nitbits. The part that everybody loved, the part that Wayne and I enjoyed. Comic-Con 2015. So let's start off with preview night, Wayne, shall we? Since we got there, man, there was so many people. So many people. It felt like a day one, but yet only very, very short. That's how I felt like on Wednesday. I actually took, you know, a walk around, enjoyed a little bit, and, you know, hung out with my friend Christina that day, or that night. She picked up a lot of stuff on the way, but you know, nothing too more for the occasion. How about you, Wayne?
For the most part, for preview night, I kind of just got a lay of the land. Picked up a few collectibles that I wanted to pick up. Two comic books.
Name it.
Invader Zim number one.
Okay.
The Comic-Con exclusive
launch
of that. And the other one was an exclusive cover for one of the Transformer comics, and I can't even remember which one it was now, but... I missed out on one of them because I completely forgot there was two different ones, but that's okay. I'm not too worried about it. They're great comics and I enjoy reading them. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, really, I just getting lay of the land, talking to a few vendors here and there,
getting to know more people.
You know, figure out who's where, say hi to a few people, that sort of thing, and getting a few pictures here and there as well. You know.
Okay, so let's go with the officially day one Comic-Con Thursday.
Yeah,
that was we could actually, surprisingly to say, we could actually walk around inside a convention without too many people. There was a lot of people, but not that insane.
In the morning, it wasn't too bad.
Yes,
I was pretty much focused on panels. So
tell us what panels you went to, Wayne.
The first panel I went to was the Transformers Generations, More Than Meets the Eye. That panel, they gave us a new trailer for Transformers Devastation.
Uh-huh.
Which was
an awesome game.
Oh my gosh, that trailer was epic. It ends with Grimlock just pile-driving Constructicons.
Yes.
And not only did they show us a trailer there, they brought a special guest on stage... Greg Berger, the voice of Generation 1 Grimlock. He was there on stage to talk about his involvement in the game.
Which is awesome.
It's amazing, yeah. I ran into him later on over in the Xbox Lounge and got a picture with him.
Awesome.
That was pretty sweet. Other than that, they talked to... yeah, Devastation is awesome. But other than that, they announced that coming later in the year... next year, we are getting some combiner sets for Superion and Menasor, the Aerial Bots and Stunticons, in their G2 style colors. So you can buy the complete set in one pack, which is not going to be cheap, I'm sure, but it's going to be cool. The G2 style for Superion was actually rather nice. I had those as a kid, and I still have a few of them lying around. It's a really good set. But this is going to be the new molds. The Menasor molds for the Stunticons, interesting enough, that mold for G2 in that time era never made it to production. So if you have one, you're lucky, because you got very early prototype, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So that color scheme never really made it. So now the new mold's going to come out with that color scheme, and you'll finally be able to add that to your collection. I'm not a big fan of necessarily that color scheme, but it's nice for those that do.
Okay. And let's see, for me, any more news, Wayne?
For that panel, yeah. One more set of news was for Combiner Wars. We've got the comic book, we've got the toy line. Now Hasbro is joining with Machinima to bring us a series that is more for the young adult audience.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be pretty cool.
Creepy. So... well, Thursday for me, I decided to pretty much walk around, take a lot of pictures of cosplayers. You guys are gonna have a lot of content for our website coming up soon. Whenever I don't feel very tired after work and all, and then I decided, you know what, might as well hit up the Xbox Lounge at the Hyatt Hotel. So I went over there, checked it out. Actually played the new Transformers game. Very, very awesome. Wayne, I know for a fact you want to say something about that, but if you guys... Those 80s, that 80s nostalgia feel, cartoon, you know, the cartoon layout, the color layout, even, you know, the Transformers too, as well as a Volkswagen Beetle Bumblebee. You also got the flat-nosed Mack truck of Optimus Prime. Feel free to... I would highly suggest that game. Yeah. Very fun.
Look up the trailer. You will be impressed.
Oh, yeah. Truly. I am truly impressed. I actually did play. I used Grimlock. Had to. He was one powerful...
Yeah.
yeah. I played it again a second time, and I actually did play as Optimus Prime.
Nice.
Loved it, but, you know, I still like Grimlock better. So after that, I decided, you know, just to walk around and enjoy it. Took pictures of the limited edition Xbox Ones that are over there. If you guys haven't seen it, feel free to, you know, there's also tweets in there about it. Hopefully, Wayne can come out of there with his Transformer Xbox One.
I think they gave him away already.
Yeah, loser.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a young kid that won one of them on, like, the first day.
Yes, I remember hearing about
and
that.
And I guess I wasn't there, unfortunately, so I don't know the full story, but he was just so ecstatic that it was just, everybody was just like, this guy really deserved it, you know? So, but yeah. So, after that, I went into another panel. This was towards the evening. And this was Robotech. and they kind of started things slow. They let us know that, yeah, we've got new action figures, mech toys, the new website, the 30th anniversary soundtrack is going to ship in August, that sort of stuff, more shirts, different vendors for making shirts and so forth, even skateboards for Robotech. And then they hit us with a bombshell.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling me is that they actually did find a director.
Well, not just their director. What happened is going back, I don't know, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago or so, Warner Brothers had picked up the rights to do a live-action Robotech movie. And at first, Tobey Maguire joined on to produce, and then a few others jumped in and jumped out and back and forth. Finally, it just kind of died out, and Warner Brothers let the license die.
Or expire.
Expire, essentially, you know? So what happened is Sony Pictures said, hey, Robotech?
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Gimme! I want this now! And
you sound so excited when you said that. Jesus H. Christ.
Not only did they pick it up very quickly and said, hey, yes, we want this for sure, they brought on great people to get this ball rolling, and they're trying to get it going really quickly here. I mean, they're working on a script right now. And they've just picked up this thing. They've already got Mark Catton, Giannani Nunari, to produce. Those guys you might remember from movies like 300.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember all the other ones, but yeah, they've done a lot of good stuff in the past. And one of our favorite directors, James Wan, who did Fast and Furious 7,
yep,
will be directing. So hopefully this pans out really well. It's looking very good for Robotech. And not only did
you say movie or movies?
Movies.
Good.
So nice. Sony, they made it very clear that Sony has picked up the rights for movie franchise. So we're going to see a series of movies, probably going to be on the same page of what they're doing with the Marvel Universe or what they're doing with the Transformers Universe and Spider-Verse and all this other stuff going on right now, or Fast and the Furious, you know. I'm really excited about this because, quite honestly, Robotech is a great story. It was really well put together in the 80s based on the source material from Japan. Yeah, I know it was three other series over there they brought into one.
Yep.
But they did a great job doing that. And this is a story that's gonna work out really well in the live action movie.
Of course, look at Pacific Rim.
Yeah, well,
great. Technology wise, bringing.
Yeah, well, when you look at Robotech, you gotta realize you're gonna have a movie that's gonna cater to multiple audiences.
Generation wise too, as well.
You know, my grandparents that grew up on the westerns. There's a lot in Robotech that's going to cater to them if they do it right. The younger generation, like us, just, you know, like the giant robots kicking each other's butts and so forth. You know, this is going to be good for us. But it's going to have, if they do it right, and I think they will, because look who's involved. It's going to be a story that's going to be well told, and it's going to be very, very well received, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of things to come through as well. Alrighty, so shall we move on to day two, Friday?
Yeah, day two is when I actually went over to the Xbox Lounge. So I got a picture on my Twitter of the Transformers Xbox One.
That's with the Devastator skin on there, which is.
And then I turn around from playing the game, and there's Greg Berger, and I get a picture with him. And then I'm getting ready to leave, and who is it that I see over there? Wait, that's Rod Ferguson. So I went over and talked to Rod Ferguson for a little while, got a picture with him.
Yep.
That was nice. Pretty sweet. Picked up my cape, my Halo cape from Xbox, and my Battletoads.
Battletoads foam fingers.
Yep.
Which color did you get?
I got a green one.
I got both.
I knew you would.
And we got both brown and green. Yes. We actually did play Battletoads. Coming. Is it out already or not yet?
Rare replay? No, not yet.
Not yet.
I think it's soon, but not yet.
Yeah.
But I also went over to NerdHQ because I had a little bit more time. Checked out what they had going on there. Entered the contest again for the AMD desktop. Tried the loot crate. Shoot the Nerf gun at the target thing.
Yeah, that was.
It was difficult. I came close, but it was difficult. I couldn't quite get it there. It happens.
Yeah, and technically that was your Friday, huh?
Yeah.
Technically. So for me, it's the same way too. I did go to a lot of photo shoots, a lot of cosplay meetup and photo shoot. The 501st DC cosplay too as well. That was pretty much it for me. I don't even to one panel. It's the one with Wayne. That'll be on day three. But
we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, I know. But continue on to day two.
So
hold on. Okay. Actually, go ahead.
Well, the first panel I hit after NerdHQ there was IDW Publishing, the panel, and they let us know that we had quite a bit of new comics to look forward to. One is a new Transformers comics called Tell All or One. This will bring Windblade back into the fold a little more, fan favorite character. Integrate the colonies in there as well. See, as you know, there's in the comics, Starscream's trying to build up an empire, evil empire. Star Trek Starfleet Academy, which will feature old and young characters.
It's coming out the end of this year, 2015, December.
Yeah. We've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Batman crossover. That is going to be pretty crazy. You got Street Fighter cross G.I. Joe coming next year.
That's a good cooperation from IDW and Capcom.
Yeah. New Judge Dredd and Mega City Zero, which is going to be like a wasteland kind of era. Season 11 of X-Files is coming. William Gibson's coming to do Archangel, which is going to be some really crazy time travel stuff. And then one of the bigger things they announced for us was Rom the Space Knight and Micronauts are coming to comics again. Brand new series.
Thanks to IDW.
IDW's Chris Ryle has basically told me that he has been begging Hasbro for the rights to make the comics for a long time now. And the main guy from Hasbro Properties, I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, he basically got tired of hearing it and said, okay, here you go.
Alright, so the main news that was coming out, especially for the people that went to the Star Wars panel on Friday. Congratulations to you guys. You guys had one hell of a time.
Whew.
I did not watch it live, but I did watch it on YouTube.
Yes.
Awesome. Seeing the new cast of Force Awakens, also with J.J. Abrams, and also the original three. Yeah. Leia, Han, and Luke. Now, they all answered questions over there and whatnot. There was also special guest, Peter Mayhew, right next to the mic on the Q&A stand. One of the parts that I actually I was truly impressed with was the how JJ incorporated live animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Bubba J, who's who's one of the main animatronics in the movie, who has I think three cages on his back and he's just holding it. But yeah. But it looks like somebody was put a suit on and went on from there. Not really. That one character is actually piloted by five other people.
Yeah.
And fully animatronic, really cool. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. Comic-Con 2015 Star Wars. Now, that wasn't actually the main surprise of it, too, as well. Towards, at the end, you know, Chris Hardwick says, you know what, this is, you know, not your typical Q&A, and then I'll see you next year type of a Star Wars thing. J.J. Abrams surprised all 6,000 people in Hall H to a private listening concert thanks to the San Diego Symphony Orchestra of Star Wars music.
Yeah.
They got, a friend of mine was there, they got a badge to put around their neck, and also a terry on the bottom too, to get a lightsaber, any color they're choosing.
Yeah.
And that badge alone on eBay, just that badge alone, is going for $600.
I'm not surprised.
That was the most craziest thing ever. J.J. Abrams said it too as well. How in the hell did the city of San Diego approve it? But here's the downside. After J.J. Abrams, you know, just tell everybody, hey, let's get in the back of the Embarcadero on a little island, have a little fun. Well, the panel after him was his good friend, Kevin Smith.
Ah.
So he... J.J., it, like, you know, after Comic-Con, J.J. just notices, like, oh my god, he did apologize to it. Kevin Smith was, hey, as Kevin Smith, as a great sport, he's okay with it. It happens. I wanted to, you know, make his panel, you know, his typical Q&A, his podcast live too as well, but that didn't get to happen. There was too much going on too as well.
It happens, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's not going to be any type of snafu again for next year, or any major panels. All right, so day three, Saturday, Comic-Con.
Phew.
That was the day that we regret walking across the street or anywhere near the convention center. It was packed. Downtown San Diego, within a mile radius, felt like you were inside a convention center, but in an open area.
You know, actually for me, it was really Tuesday that my legs were really starting to hurt.
Tuesday?
And by Saturday, I mean, sorry, by Thursday.
Jeez, you used to be a runner back in high school, man.
I know, but by Saturday, my legs were actually getting my second wind. I was feeling good about it again. So, I mean, I was just getting back into it.
Okay. So, what's your day three like?
Well, day three, I started out in the Marvel Animation panel. You remember a little comic called Contest of Champions?
Yes.
Well, Ultimate Spider-Man is now going to Contest of Champions in the cartoon.
Nice!
And they showed us a clip of that, and I'll give you a little spoiler here because I'm not going to give you the whole story behind it.
Do it!
Kraven takes out the Hulk.
Awesome.
Yeah. After that, you'll be going into the Sinister Six in terms of the Ultimate Spider-Man series. They do have a fourth season renewed. We'll have Scarlet Spider and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. characters showing up, as well as Mark Hamill being voicing Zola.
Yeah.
In the Avengers series. Which is going all kinds of crazy Ultron right now. So that's coming up with that. And then the granddaddy of them all, the first episode of Guardians of the Galaxy was shown to us in the audience. And that was just epic.
Can you sound more boring now?
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, that was actually a most boring thing you've said. Epic. All right.
It was a lot of fun. I think they're doing a really good job bringing that animation wise, and it looks really good.
Cool. All right. For me, my Saturday consists of more cosplay photo shoot, especially in the stairways right below the convention center in the back area, and I. Also, that Saturday, I did, as a warm-up to the Walking Dead escape I did Saturday night, I actually ran the Assassin's Creed obstacle course like I did last year.
Nice.
Last year was a little more fun because there was more stuff in it, but, you know, it's the same length, same stuff. You jump off a building into, like, you know, a huge bag. You go across. You have a little nice, what do you call that? Like a rope swing going on, typical. You have the wall climb too as well. Another rope swing into a net that you can latch on. Go up the stairs, walk across the spinning log, and then you hit the the air, you know, the red button, and you finished it. Typically fun. And then Saturday night for me, it was actually the Walking Dead Escape held at Comic-Con. Actually not, you know, of course held at Comic-Con, but it's actually held at Petco Park in the home of the San Diego Padres. So typically that thing's about a mile and a half long. Every year they change it up. Yeah. Last year, you know, they had this, the walkers coming through the main gate. Well, this year we thought, hey, it's, you know, the main gate's been blocked off. We go up the stairs like we did. But out of nowhere, the walkers came through the stairs.
Yeah.
So you have to go back down, go across, and pretty much finish up the whole thing. Here's a spoiler alert. Since for me as a Walking Dead fan, I am predicting that Negan will be showing up this coming season of Walking Dead, which is season 6. Well, that hunch actually did came true because we saw Negan at the finish line.
Nice.
At the end of the tent, him holding his bat. Yes. So I hope that Negan is coming to the show, and hopefully more is coming towards the way. Other than that, in the mornings, I met up with a few friends, had a little fun. Let's talk about the panel that we went through for the Legend of Zelda.
Actually, before we get that, I had another panel I stopped in before that. That was the IDW Hasbro panel. The few things they announced to us was one that we expected. Robots in Disguise, the current animated show, will be getting a comic series. Kind of expected that. The next issue of More Than Meets the Eye is supposed to be very, very bizarre, with Grimlock setting to return, and Alita 1 will be returning to the comics as well. And then they let us know there's going to be a couple new ones coming. One is Transformers Redemption in October. We're going to get Dinobots, Victorian, and it'll take place in the Wastelands, which is a pretty crazy place for any kind of robots right now. Next is the Transformers Sins of the Wreckers, coming out in November. This is going to be something crazy. As you know, the Wreckers are like the elite fighting group for the Autobots, so we're expecting some craziness there. Then we're going to get more Dungeons and Dragons in 2016, and G.I. Joe Cobra World Order. Cobra takes over the world in the comics. Alright, Fidel, let's take it away with some Zelda here.
Okay, so we went to the Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, what do you call that, panel.
From Viz Media.
Viz Media. They actually, they reported in the past on how Nintendo Power had Zelda manga, or manga.
Yeah.
Well, they brought it out. They actually found a good copy, recopied everything from it. High resolutions. They looked at every single square inch of every page, front and back. They did it down to the T, but they did change the front and back cover of it. I don't really mind it at all, though. That's typical new age thing going on. And it's actually, I believe it is out right now. You guys can get it. I will have more info for you guys when you actually got it. Now, during towards the end of the panel, they had you know, a typical hardcore only Legend of Zelda trivia.
Yeah.
So this one person won the whole thing. She answered every question right, and she actually did dress up as one of the characters. It's the Traveling Seven Mask, I believe that's the name of it.
Yeah.
I believe from Majora's Mask. But overall, it was awesome. Overall, they actually brought out a manga for A Link to the Past, and I'm actually going to pick one up, just because.
Nice.
It's pure nostalgia from the old Nintendo Power magazines of the
80s. If I can find one, I might grab one myself.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It looks like it'd be a good thing to have.
Oh, yeah. Good way to read.
Yeah. A couple things that we missed here that I really didn't catch on to right away, but... couple things coming from IDW is, one, they're actually going to have a Ninja Turtles game coming out in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And October this year, we're going to get a comic book that I think Fidel's going to want to read, Back to the Future.
Yes, I am a huge Back to the Future. I love Back to the Future.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that too myself.
So,
I'm trying to think, is there anything I missed?
Anything you missed? Anything you went to?
Well, we did get stuck in that Sid and Marty Krofft panel.
That was hilarious!
I don't know if I'd want to do that again, but that was hilarious.
It was pretty hilarious. They got,
They're bringing back some of their shows.
Yep.
From the 70s.
I forgot the name of it. There was a walking bush, a mutated walking bush.
That was, I can't remember now.
I told you, you can't remember the name of it, but it was pretty hilarious stuff. Towards the end, they had a Q&A session. One of the audiences asked, okay, for all these shows you made, pretty weird and wacky ones, which one of you inhaled? Which one? Strangely, the fan was asking, who did the drugs and did you actually did came up with it with your drugs? Well,
I think it was Sid.
Sid, yeah. Sid said, his reply was this. If three presidents said they did not inhale, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
you gotta
love it. I love it.
This was in the 70s. It was a different culture there. We don't encourage you guys to get high up on anything.
No.
So.
The only thing I want you guys to get high off is comic books. That's all I want you guys to do.
And they smell so good.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you open it up. Or when you walk into a comics and stuff store. Yeah. Yo!
So it was interesting to see what they got going. Also that they've got all that one dog trainer working with him and his son bringing out another series. Yeah, it was interesting, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to sit through that again. It was kind of an odd group.
Yeah, very odd group. And I don't know where you had Caesar from Dog Whisperer just walking out. I'm like, wait, what in the world is this?
And it was his first Comic-Con, too. So he comes out, sits on the panel with his hoodie on, like I'm not sure if I want anybody to know I'm here kind of look. I don't think that was his intention, but...
But, yeah, he did enjoy it, surprisingly.
It was an interesting panel.
Oh, definitely.
I did go to the Robots in Disguise panel earlier in the week, too. That was for the cartoon. And they kind of gave us a little bit of what's going on with the cartoon, some hints and so forth. But it was really just a fun panel listening to the voice actors talk and go crazy and have a blast with that. And they had us all laughing in stitches, quite honestly. Another thing I should mention was the Marvel Animation panel.
Yes. Since Marvel Cinematic Universe did not make it.
Well, yeah. But in this panel, one thing that surprised a lot of us, and we all enjoyed it, we were all laughing... having a good time in good humor kind of way. When they got up time to ask questions, the panel was like, you know what? We want to see some kids come up here in cosplay and ask some questions. So what do we get? We get this little girl, maybe 6, maybe 8, coming up to the mic, and she's dressed as Captain Marvel. Miss Marvel. And she's got a very good looking costume on. And she comes up to the mic, and her question is, and they already talked about it about the show being related and Avengers having Ultron in it.
Uh-huh.
But she still asks, you know, is Ultron coming back in the cartoon? And they're like, well, yeah, he's coming back. We showed you a little bit of that. And then the panelist turns, one of the guys on the panel turns and asks her, so did you go see Avengers Age of Ultron? And then she's like, well, yeah. You know, and they asked, "Well, were you scared of Ultron?" And she just turns around just like that and says, "No." And they just had a blast with her. They actually invited her to go sit up on the panel with them.
Oh, nice!
So that was really cool. The other panel that I should mention was the screening for Justice League: Gods and Monsters.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you. You're going to love it. You're going to hate it because it's...
It's a total 180 of what we've known.
You're going to hate it because your characters you love are not the characters you love.
That's what I mean when I said a total 180 of what we have known since we were kids.
And you're going to love it because it's a great story and it really brings things together.
As Wayne said, you're going to hate it.
And then, I guess lastly, I should mention that Bryan Singer came out Saturday night to introduce and...
The Rogue Cut of X-Men Days of Future Past at the Reading Theater in downtown. Yeah.
So Yep. He briefly came out, told us about that. We watched the movie, which was really fun. It really changed the dynamic of the film and really enhanced what we got.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that.
Before that, we also another major panel that came up on Saturday, which was the Fox 20th Century movie panels. The new Wolverine movie, which is going to be the last of Hugh Jackman. He actually did come out, and he said his goodbye to Comic-Con. 15 years, 16 years ago, 14, 15, whatever, almost 20 years of him playing Wolverine started at Comic-Con with an unknown director named Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
Awesome. They also had the X-Men, Age of Apocalypse cast was there too as well. There was also, we also got the one, the only Deadpool.
Yeah.
You cannot get any better than that. I heard that Deadpool panel was the best panel that day. It beat out everything else.
Yeah.
From the end, like, you know how they normally do. This is, when you guys watch it on YouTube, it is a, not safe for kids under the age of 18 or 13 because there's a lot of profanity swinging back and forth.
Yeah.
Typical, that is typical Deadpool right there. They also showed the trailer too as well, and at the end when they said their goodbyes, the whole crowd of 6,000 people chanted one more time, which is the trailer, and of course they replayed it again. Ah, yes, yes,
it's,
yes.
It's interesting. It's definitely what the creator of Deadpool wanted to do with Deadpool. But yes, it's going to be geared for adults. Do not take your kids to this film. Yep. I do not recommend it.
Yep, and another panel too as well was the DC,
yep.
DC Universe, main one, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. They actually showed the trailer of it too as well, the new one which came out already. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. They have the whole entire cast over there as well. And the other one was Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Very amazing, very weird casting of characters. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, feel free to look it up. You have Will Smith playing a bad guy,
Deadshot.
We also saw Katana, Killer Croc, and several other ones too as well. Boomerang was one of them.
Yeah, that's just something.
Harley Quinn. There was a lot of focus on Harley Quinn. She is awesome in that. But the main one I was looking forward to is how Jared Leto's portrayal of Joker would come off.
I'm a little concerned about Joker being in the film because Joker wasn't really a main player in Suicide Squad.
He showed up, said hi, and goodbye. That was it.
Yeah.
A good minute.
Yeah.
But what's his story in this movie?
That's what I'm concerned about, you know?
Well, but you know, you'll never know. You'll never know. I mean, comics to movies always change, and you know how it is.
Yeah.
For the portrayal of Jared Leto, he sounds like Heath Ledger. Very scary. That raspy voice, that deep, dark tone that the late Heath Ledger had for playing Dark Knight, he had that. Jared Leto had that. It's very scary.
I think he's going to be taking this a little bit darker than we've seen before.
Yeah. Right before Comic-Con, like several months before when they were filming the movie, they actually had a psychologist go in.
Yeah.
Every day during filming for the whole entire cast. So they took precautions just for in case, but still, that's what it is. Thanks, DC, for bringing that out.
You know, there's one other thing from DC that I should mention that you're going to like. Bruce Timm made an announcement after Gods and Monsters. The next animated film is going to be The Killing Joke.
Is it the death of the Joker? Maybe.
No. The Killing Joke is the story where Joker paralyzes Barbara Gordon.
Oh, the Oracle.
This is a very dark story. Very dark. It also features some of the origin of Joker as well.
Okay. So, shall we say, let's get to day four and final day of Comic-Con 2015, which is on a Sunday. Still a lot of people. It was actually more warmer thanks to the weather.
I didn't mind. I was inside.
All right. Anywho, it's typical final day. A lot of kids are that go in full cosplay. Whatever they want to dress up, they dress up. Let's see. Anything special you went on to on that?
On Sunday, I'll be honest with you, I didn't hit any panels. I focused on wandering the floor, trying to get an idea of any of the freebies I could still grab, and whether there's any exclusives I wanted to buy, and checking on those kind of things. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to enjoy the show on Sunday. I really wasn't too worried about any panels.
Indeed. I picked up a... what do you call this? Exclusive-wise, the Bandai Limited Edition White Ranger Saba.
Oh, nice.
Black Saba. Black and gold Saba, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
Actually, it's not for me. Picked up for a friend of mine who's in deployment, but he's going to pick it up in a couple of months when he comes back. Gave me the money already. You know how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and then pretty much I spent a lot of days, my Sunday, outside of Con, you know, just hitting a few stuff here and there. Forgot to mention, if you guys haven't seen on our Instagram yet, I did meet Freddie W, aka Freddie Wong, the man behind Video Game High School, a lot from his YouTube production called Jumpman. If you guys haven't seen the short, look it up. Freddiew. Freddie W, really cool cat. I was actually more excited to see him than any of the stars I've seen in the past, because he is keeps it geekness like us. Other than that, I spent a whole lot more at the Xbox and also Nintendo halls, which is across the street of the convention center. And then I just, towards the end of the day, I hung around with the SD Tekken crew at their game station just to sit down, relax, and just play some Tekken 7. That was about it for me on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And pretty much that concluded our Comic-Con 2015 shenanigans. As I mentioned, we're going to have more content going to be up on our site, Facebook, main website, and also on our Instagram. Well, it's already up there anyways. So, shall we talk about the sad news the day after Comic-Con?
Yes, I think we do need to address that.
Mm-hmm.
President Iwata of Nintendo has passed away.
At the young age of 55.
Yeah. He was battling a type of cancer, I believe.
Yeah, I can't remember which one, but cancer took his life. The man who brought us a lot of things. Many, many things.
Yeah. He was a true legend of his time. And he was really more than just president or CEO. He was really just a gamer at the core. Yeah. At core,
One of his favorite quote from what I've read in the past, in my mind, I think like a gamer.
Yeah.
But in my heart, he's a... Well, I don't know if that's right, though. I got to get that correctly. I don't know if it's true. But it's in his mind, he thinks as a... In my mind, I think as a developer, but in my heart, I am a gamer.
Yeah.
There it is. Sorry, I got that kind of... truly mixed around, but rest in peace for the man that brought us a lot of things. Is really Wayne,
yeah.
Good job. Let me say it again before I got truly distracted by a total idiot right here. Rest in peace. Thank you for bringing our childhood imagination to life, enjoying our weekends. Truly the best as it is, and thank you for giving us everything, showing us everything what you can do. Alright, so with that in mind, we got more stuff coming up this week, also next several weeks, but the main one in a couple of weeks, about 2 weeks from now, Wayne, or next, is it next week or 2 weeks from now? About, say about a week and a half, 2 weeks, which is Windows 10. So we're,
yeah, comes up the 29th.
The 29th, so pretty much 2 weeks.
Yeah, I hope
2 weeks.
I plan on having a little bigger discussion on this coming up soon.
After it releases.
Actually, hopefully before, because we'll have a very close to final build by then that I should be able to have available to us to play with while we talk on the podcast here. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yep. That should be it, right, Wayne?
I think that about covers it all this week.
Shenanigans.
It's been a crazy fun week, but yeah, Keep looking forward to some new stuff. Be checking on our Facebook page for Comic-Con pictures, on our Instagram account for pictures from Comic-Con. We'll have information going on the website soon with new stuff. And we've got some other cool stuff heading your way as well. So, all right.
So again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we're here to bring you the feature, 8 bits at a time. All right, Wayne, let's go, man. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.